unleash hell.
3 weeks from now, I will be harvesting my crops. Imagine where you will be. And it will be so.
Russell Crowe. They're getting set up right now. Russell Crowe here.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Russell Crowe, going to be my co-host, coming up for part of the show. General. Russell Crowe going to sing coming up.
That's right, it's Band 30.
Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son. Husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Okay,
do you
stupid.
Think I'm afraid?
Stupid question.
Yep.
Did he get his Oscar for this?
Yeah.
He was nominated for The Insider, though.
It wasn't The Insider.
No, I think he lost that year and got it for this, I think.
Same year.
But you know what? Don't quote me on that. Because,
can't remember.
Because I'm almost positive, but I don't want to be...
Wait, I can go check real quick. I have the info.
Yeah, well, go find out. I'm curious.
Just go ask him.
Yeah. No, don't ask him. Discover the unparalleled power of gladiator dancing combination of vivid...
Does it say on there?
Riveting Academy Award nominated star.
Well, that means,
I remember he won.
I bought this. I bought it before
the Oscar ceremony.
Yeah,
because
I remember him winning.
All right, because it's got to get him to come in here.
And now, Man Cow's Morton Madhouse presents Bob Noxious.
What's your name?
Fernell, right?
Fernell, how much would it cost me to get you to touch your tongue to your nuts?
Man, get away.
How much?
Get away from me with that shit, man.
Watch out, you might be next. Bob Noxious on Man Cow's Morning Madhouse, the Free Speech Radio Network.
Yo, Frank and I have the same problem, the same girl problem right now. I got to talk to him. Hang on, Frankie.
Hey, this is Man Cow's cousin, Sal.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this Ricky Henderson-Davy Lopes fiasco? Whole thing's a big mess. Here's what happened. The other day during what they call one of those baseball contests, with this team up 12-5 in the seventh inning, Padres outfielder Ricky Henderson took off from first and stole second. No big deal to most people. Huge deal to Davy Lopes. Lopes, who manages the Milwaukee Brewers, came out of the dugout, pointed at Henderson, and threatened to have his pitcher hit him with a pitch the next time he was up at bat. Apparently, Henderson broke one of those unwritten rules where you can't attempt to steal bases when your team has a big lead. Lopes was suspended 2 games for the threats. He later said, and I quote, "I love Ricky. He's one of my best friends. I just didn't like what he did." And I guess this is how best friends behave, threatening to have his pitcher throw a 90-mile-per-hour fastball at his head. Yeah. Sounds like a couple of good old chums to me. I think O.J. used to claim he and Nicole were best friends, too. We all know how that turned out. Unbelievable. Look, this unwritten rule crap is just that. Crap. Listen, I can't stand Ricky Henderson. He's probably the most selfish player in the league. But as long as the game is still being played, he should be allowed to steal second base without hearing about any unwritten rules.
Yeah, right.
The way I see it, Lopes, is if the game is so out of hand, if the opposing players have to change the way they play because your team sucks on that given day, then you should just forfeit the game.
Yeah,
teams come back from 7 runs down and make it close all the time.
Exactly.
Just because you got this unwritten rule and a bug... your ass. That's from 1973.
Right.
There's no reason to stop playing the game.
Right.
By the way, Davey, while I question your managerial skills, I must say, you were wonderful in that Planet of the Apes movie. Boy, can this guy act. I have spoken. I'm Cousin Sal, sports philosopher, and that's what I think.
Thanks, Sal.
Before we go any further,
that took a weird turn.
Yeah. Was there a guy with a name like Davey Lopes in Planet of the Apes?
I am. Ed, hello.
Hello.
Ed?
Yes.
Everybody hates parking tickets. What
me
did you do?
Especially.
What did you do?
Well, I got one, and I didn't think I deserved it, so I figured if I had to pay it, I was going to pay it the way I felt was fitting for the ticket. And that was to write 27 checks for a $2 parking ticket.
Hey.
And how much do these checks equal?
It equaled, I wrote 10 checks for a penny, 8 checks for a nickel, 5 checks for a dime, and 4 checks for a quarter.
Is it legal?
Of course it's legal.
It's money.
Yeah. They just said they checked payable, so I did.
That's awesome.
I love it. Show those bastards. Way to go. Fight the power.
Man Cow Muller.
Oh. Awesome.
Oh. On the Free Speech Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to have your soul saved. Pastor Robert. Pastor, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
You are the world famous unicycling pastor.
I guess I am now.
Why does that work? Why does being on one wheel save souls?
I don't know about saving souls, but we hope to raise a little bit of money with it.
Thank you for being on the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
Tucson's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like a good idea when I decided to book the gas.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, he's so doing it for a good cause. Right?
Interesting.
Yeah. Jason, hello.
What's up, man? I love you. Love your show.
Yo, bro.
Okay.
Are you having impotence problems?
No. See, that's the whole thing. You get all these meatheads that go out. They shop, you know, at the same store in their little cutesy shirts, and they don't dance, and they go there to pick up chicks that are, you know, they're not going to talk to them anyway because they're out with their girlfriends.
Yeah.
But, you know, Chicago's the birthplace of house music.
That's
and that,
right.
That devil song you were playing before is appalling. It's garbage. It's the bastard offspring of, like, this music. You go to a room, you go to Red Number 5 or something like that.
Red Number 5? Okay, I'm not going to say anything about that place. I'm sorry, but that's a loser joint. Nobody goes there, so obviously this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Is that Russell Crowe?
Yeah, that's him.
Does he want to come in?
It looks like he's setting up with his headphones. I'm not sure. I'm going to go ask
him. Yeah, bring him in.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is. All right, it's Madhouse Morning Madhouse. Red Number 5 really does suck, okay? It really does suck.
If you want to go somewhere cool, go to Customer White Star.
Okay, thank you for that.
Sure.
Is he coming?
Yeah.
Is he?
What's really cool is those two places you just mentioned, you couldn't get in if you didn't work on the show.
Yeah,
if you went to custom, they'd be like, oh, your freak sneaks, come on in.
Are you kidding
me? Julie, hello.
Julie, hello, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hi.
Yesterday we went to Raw.
Yeah.
And we all had man cow signs in a row, me and my two friends.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys still doing that promotion where we get free stuff or no?
Hang on a minute. Way to spread the love. That's not really the way we like to do it. Let's go to Bob. Bob, hello.
Hey, Kyle, love you and the crew.
Toss or something. Yeah,
crazy bastard.
Hey, you saw the pitch. Talk to me.
I had the cow is now sign last night, and a buddy of mine had a picture of your face. Well, you know, from the old sticker.
Yeah, I saw that. Hang on, I want to give you something. Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah,
Kyle's
I saw that
now
one.
In different colors.
Wrestling Raw last night. Let's go to Jose. Jose, hello.
Yeah, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
First time caller, long time listener.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, buddy.
I was at Allstate Arena last night.
Yeah?
My side said, who better than man, Kyle?
Saw it. Hang on. I got to give you something. I saw it. Oh, man.
Later today on Man Cow's Morning Madhouse. Sailors coming home again.
Russell. No. Not later today. Not later today.
Live in the Man Cow Lava Lamp Love Lab.
Right now, sound check is happening. Russell Crowe live on our program when we come back. And 30-odd foot of grunt. Go to gruntland.com. You can check that out. Let's play a little music right here. Pulling a lot of stuff off this morning. Someone hold me during this song. I need to be held.
It was Barry's dad who committed the deed.
I like this song.
That mapped out the life young Barry would lead. Eagle on his chest. Well, he'd roar at the wilderness till the stars came out and his...
The sooner I break, the sooner we get to have them on. And
good point.
So, yeah, all right.
Man Cow.
Man Cow's Morning Madhouse, WKQX, Chicago, QQ101.
Band 30-odd foot of grunts are getting ready to jam live in a Lava Lamp Love Lounge. Don't
miss this. It's going to kick ass for Cow and Freak, and you're on Q101 Chicago.
Hey, it's Man Cow. I don't want to get all mushy on you, but I got to tell you, everybody needs a buddy, friends, family, and people to share your vision. That's where the Kraft Eye Center comes in. See, Kraft has this friends and family program. It's going to blow you away, blow your ass right out of the water. As a Kraft friends and family member, you save big on laser vision correction performed by the experts, by the only doctors in Chicago celebrating their 10th anniversary in laser vision correction, by the doctors with the expertise that can make all the difference in the results of your procedure. Is it a big deal? Hey, man, it's your eyes. Call, ask, save, see. Simple? The number, 312-338-1234. 312-338-1234. Set up a free consultation right now or go to KraftEye.com. That's KraftEye.com. Hey, I had to tell you, man, that's what friends are for.
The Kraft Eye Institute is the proud eye care provider of the Chicago Bears. Kraft, 312-338-1234.
Brian, the big gay mule.
Inside Chicago's music scene.
It's Brian, the big gay mule, with a 411 on Q101. On Man Cow's Morning Madhouse.
Another one of our world-famous Guinness Standing Room Only sessions happening this weekend.
Cool.
Saturday night at Joe's on Weed Street. It's Tantric. Playing for only $5. Show starts at 10, $5 on the night of the show. Tantric did.
Yeah.
They've been here a couple of times. They used to be Days of the New. It's Saturday night, August 18th at Joe's on Weed Street. Guinness Standing Room Only sessions from Guinness Draft in a Bottle and Q101 Chicago.
This hour of Man Cow's Morning Madhouse on Q101 Chicago is brought to you by ABC World News Tonight. This week on ABC's World News Tonight, wild weather. You can't predict weather, but you can protect yourself from it. Watch ABC's World News Tonight.
I don't like drinks that fizz. What I really like is the Liz Blizz, because it got all the good stuff for me, and all the girls, they adore me. Check it out. The Liz of fuel is like a tank of gas, and if you don't like it, you can kiss my... What? I'm just playing. Strawberry, banana, I drop the hammer, and then I slam her. Liz Lightning right down the gullet. I got a fresh haircut, not a mullet. I don't drink anything that ain't cool. Check it out, I'm no fool. Where is your mommy? Maybe you could ask her to buy you a tsunami, cause it's orange cream like a sickle, and everybody knows they don't make a flavor that's pickle. Don't be fickle, just pick it up. Tilt it, tilt back the cup. Do what you got to do. Cause so baby, getting it done through and through. True.
Hello, here's Man Cow's in your face sports.
Open wide for Chunky. 73 days. That's how many days the Chicago Cubs were in first place. And now it is over. They have fallen to second place, half game behind the Houston Astros after last night's 9-5 loss. They will play again tonight, a 7:05 start in Houston. Julian Tavares versus Roy Oswalt. The $252 million man, Alex Rodriguez, comes to town playing the White Sox. His Rangers play the White Sox tonight. 7:05 start, Mark Burley against Aaron Mayet. Yep. Mancow's Morning Madhouse, Q101 Chicago.
Yo, Mo.
Yes.
Mo, how are you?
Real good. Love your show, Mancow.
Were you there last night?
I was there, front row.
And?
Awesome blues, huh?
It was awesome. It was really great. It was the first time I had seen them, and they rocked the house. There was a lot of eye contact. They really interacted with the audience. Russell speaks to everybody. I was right in front of Dean, and it was a great show.
Oh, my friend Dean?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Billy Dean Cochran.
All right. Hello. Oh,
good buddy, Billy Dean Cochran.
It's insane. Sometimes it's so big, it's scary. Come on. Idiot. You're certifiable.
Are you kidding?
All right. Oh, God. Man Cow's Morning Madhouse. Russell, any advice on interviewing you? I'm scared to death.
Baby, just keep the sentences short and make sure I can answer them.
Leap of the day.
We're on there.
We're on now.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
You're all good. Thanks for the warning.
on the radio.
Just ask you a few questions off air, and then you come on. Just point to me, man.
Okay. There he is. Right. Russell.
Hey, folks.
It's cool to have you. It's very cool to have you here.
Thanks, man.
Huge fan of yours. Romper, stomper, proof, all that stuff.
Do you mind if I kneel on the floor?
No. Do you need a chair?
No.
He's actually on the floor right now.
I just need a pillow.
What was the poison last night? What was your poison last night?
Well, you see, we were really, really, really lucky because these people brought us some Australian beer called Victorian Bitter.
Mm.
It's like 4.8% alcohol per can, you know, and that was lovely to be at the House of Blues and drinking in Chicago, drinking Australian beer. It was a wonderful thing. It's not so good now.
Your band
it's good last night.
What a great group of guys.
Kind of sucks, you know what?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. Try doing this every morning. Your band is very cool people.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're nice guys.
Yeah.
How long have you been with them?
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I don't
what,
know.
You thought they were going to be assholes?
No.
You're an asshole? I can bring you assholes. But they have to come from Los Angeles. My band comes from Australia, and they're nice people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if it blows your radio show.
No. Yeah. Usually they have a lot of personality. A lot of times these guys in bands have zero personality. And the other guy named Russell is hilarious.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
the two deans, and then there's Dave, and there's Stuart, and there's Garth.
There's two deans?
There's two deans in your band.
No, there's only one dean.
No, there's two Daves, excuse me. One dean, two Daves. I got to get it right. I just said it.
Now, look, it's early. I just got up, but at least I know that.
All right, so your first trip to the city. Is this your first trip to Arthur City?
Yeah, first trip to Chicago.
And?
Well, actually, I've been to Chicago 11 times, but this is the first time I came out of the airport.
Right. And what's your review of the city?
I've had the shot glass and the cup and the White Sox thing. I've had that for years.
What's the view? What do you think of the city? What, you know, your review of the city?
Look, brother, right?
Yes.
I came in, right? I got on the bus. I went to the bus, the hotel. A hotel, I went down through the building, right, under the thing. I went to the sound check. Did the sound check, right? I got up, went back to the hotel, right, had a shower. After the shower, I went back down through the hotel. I did the show, right? Sweated my ass off, went back upstairs, had a shower, like, got about, like, I don't know, about 45 minutes sleep. I came here, and I saw your ass. So you are my...
You can't say it. He said it's, crap is what he was trying to say. Gladiator, wonderful. Congratulations on the Oscar.
Thank you.
I love seeing you out showing everybody the Oscar. He's like, yeah, here's my Oscar. Did you see that on TV? He's just handing it to everybody.
What was that?
You were on Entertainment Tonight, and you were just like handing everybody the Oscar.
Really?
Yeah. You were outside, like, you don't remember that?
From where?
You were still in L.A., I believe.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
They make the Oscars here in Chicago. Did you know that?
They're
Russell?
Made here.
Really? Yeah. What are they made of, brother?
Yeah, I don't know, but they make them at a factory here, I swear.
Where is the Oscar, Russell?
Oh, hold on.
He's reaching into the back of his pants. There it is. There it is.
No wonder he was kneeling.
Stupid question. What came first? 30
The chicken or the Oscar?
30 odd foot of grunts or Russell Crowe actor? What came first?
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Before we go on, how can I be in here talking to you this time in the morning and there's no coffee?
You want to get him some freaking coffee.
Coffee, man. That's an empty
coffee.
Cup.
Go get him somewhere.
Get
not,
on it.
Not down the hall here. Get it at Starbucks
actually,
or something.
Just pop me a water over for a second, would you?
Yeah. Here, I haven't had anything out.
Thank you. Gracias.
He's a lot different than I thought
very
he would
good,
be.
Very good water.
Really a regular
so
guy.
Like
is this from the lake here?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
That's...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, bottled at the source.
North End of the Beach. Yeah.
Quick and the Dead, L.A. Confidential, Mystery Alaska. I got the DVD. I haven't watched it yet.
Of what?
I haven't watched Mystery Alaska.
You've never seen it?
I haven't watched it yet. I have it. It's sitting at home.
That's
I have
a really cool film.
I keep getting other movies first.
Seriously.
Proof of Life.
Disney just didn't know how to sell that. Because it's a girl's film, it's a woman's film about relationships, couched in terms of an ice hockey movie.
I don't have
no idea why they had a problem selling it. No.
You know why I bought it? You know why I bought it? You know why I bought it? For one reason. I love Slapshot.
Yeah, me too, man.
So I thought...
Yeah. When Paul Newman says...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, probably won't be can't say.
I know exactly.
Get your finger on that button, baby.
You know who we had on a couple of days ago, the Hanson brothers. They brought their freaking toys.
In here?
Yes.
Yep.
They're still alive.
Yeah, they're still around.
The freaking glasses.
Yes.
The glasses.
Fantastic.
Putting on the foil, bro.
Fantastic.
And listen, I really thought Proof of Life was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
What was the controversy around that, Russell? Did you not like the movie?
Be quite frank with you, the effort that was put in to make the movie didn't actually equal what the movie was. I mean, we spent, I don't know, 3 weeks in Poland, 4 months in Ecuador, and
What's
then
wrong with
another,
Poland?
Well,
great locations.
Have you ever been to Poznan? In the winter?
Oh, in the winter? Never mind. Yeah.
Great locations.
Okay.
David Caruso is awesome in that movie. David Caruso, yeah, I think, is a great underrated actor. Would you? Virtuosity, I thought, was another great movie that nobody saw. What happened to that? You were unbelievable, a psychotic. Well, you were a combination of every killer ever in this movie. Did you like the movie? Maybe Denzel Washington.
I actually really liked Virtuosity a lot.
Was it Denzel's clothes?
Was he what?
Is that what ruined it, his dorky clothes? His Logan's Run kind of clothes, his Space 1999 clothes?
I think really what that was about was the studio setting a release date before the movie was finished. And at the end of the day, I think the director had 10 weeks of post-production to finish the movie. And that's just...
If you've never seen it, you should rent it.
Yeah, well, half of it's computer and half of it's film, so it's a very difficult task. Mm-hmm. But that guy that directed that film, Brett Leonard, is a very, very clever fella.
It was great.
And, the thing about that film is it's still influencing movies now, you know?
I agree.
There's a whole lot of stuff in that. From
that movie deserves a lot better.
Yeah, well, there you go. Thank you.
A Beautiful Mind. What is this, Russell Crowe?
well, that's me going crazy, you know?
It's a new movie?
Yeah, I play a schizophrenic mathematician. It's based on a true story or a true life or a real life of John Forbes Nash Jr., who won the Nobel Prize in 1994 for his contribution to economics. And that surprised the hell out of him because he was a mathematician.
And it's going to come out when?
What's time now?
It's 9:43.
Well, it won't be out before your show's finished.
Okay. And of course, Gladiator is unbelievable. We had Ridley Scott on talking about it. I think we had everybody on.
You
from
had
that,
Ridley Scott on.
Yeah, we had everybody on from the
was
movie.
Was it this time in the morning?
Yes.
Did he do a gig at the House of Blues in the
morning? No, he did not. We had the
I'm just checking, man.
We had the lead woman on.
Connie.
We had on everybody but you. What a great movie! I saw it 5 times in the theater. What a great flick. God, they don't make movies like that. A Man's Man. I'll tell you what. You know what's happening, Russell? I mean this sincerely. We don't have any. Our men are now, all of the men on America. Mel Gibson made one of the great American movies of all time, I think, in The Patriot.
Man, he was born in New York. It's all right. He's American. Chill out.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't see Mel as being an Aussie?
Nope.
Well, wait a minute. What about Rowdy Roddy Piper? The wrestler. He's an Aussie. Don't tell me he's not an Aussie.
Rowdy.
Yeah?
Never heard of him.
Olivia Newton-John?
Born in England.
Air Supply?
Australian.
Okay.
What even about at this time of the
you're
morning.
You're forgetting. What about the Crocodile Hunter?
No.
You forgot the Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah. All right. So we'd have to say that Russell Crowe is the greatest export ever, mm-hmm. right?
From Australia?
Yeah, yes.
I was born in New Zealand.
Okay, the there greatest. You there you go. All right. Did you? What was 30-odd foot of grunts? Did you grow up listening to Midnight Oil? What were you listening to? Certainly not Air Supply.
No, Jim Croce, a lot of things. Yeah. You know, a lot of singer-songwriter sort of fellows, yeah.
Yeah. I do a pretty mean Jim Croce.
I forget.
No. I won't do it for you. Gruntland.com, you can find out about it. You know, of course, everybody... You know, you're winning the Oscar, everything. This whole fact that you do that you sing and everything came as a big surprise to a lot of people. Very interesting. You sound nothing like I would think you would sing. It's totally
did
different.
Did you go to the show last night?
I did not go to the show. I get up at 2:30 in the morning, but you're here, so that sucks, doesn't it?
Uh huh. Yeah. Can we swap tomorrow?
Yes. Do you want to?
You go and do the show, and I'll get a good night's sleep.
I've got a lot of listening to 30 odd foots of grunt refers to a big line of crap.
Well, no, not necessarily. 30-odd foot of grunt was actually, it was an ADR, which is analog dialogue replacement line for the movie Virtuosity. It was a fight sequence on the roof, right? And I go in to replace the dialogue because of, you know, aircraft or whatever. And it said between 5.58 and 5.88 because film was still measured in feet. Please put in 30-odd foot of grunts. And I just thought it was kind of snappy. Just rolled off the tongue.
I know the exact scene you're talking about. I know the exact scene. You've got the little girl. You've got the little girl up on the roof.
There you go.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
The band's actually been together like 10, 15 years, right?
I've been playing with Dean Cochran, the guitarist, for 17 years.
Wow. So this isn't new.
No, it's not new.
Russell, you're a hot-looking guy. You're a superstar. Chicks flock around you.
Yes.
An ugly dork like me. What kind of a... Okay, all the girls here. The chairs are soaked.
Yeah, the crowd of one.
Yeah, no.
No,
they're
you
all
see
out.
The crowd
they're,
oh, you call these guys girls as well?
No.
You guys are okay with that?
Actually, yeah.
We got them penned up.
Well, next to you, we all kind of seem like a bunch of pussies. I got to be real honest with you. Next to Russell Crowe, you're a man. We're just kind of... Oh, God, this guy...
Yeah, you're falling over at myself the altar a little bit.
This guy's
him.
A stud.
Well, it's Russell Crowe.
Russell, Russell, advice to a guy like me. What is the secret to chicks? What is the secret to
Mate, just read magazines. You'll get every truth you need. Pages of magazines.
What magazines do you read? What do you recommend?
I don't read any magazines. I'm recommending them to you.
Okay. Oh! All right. All right. Oh, God.
No.
You can't expect me to be on this early in the morning and be that
not
clear.
Curse
What city so far has embraced Russell Crowe, the singer with 30-odd foot of grunts the most? What town has got it so far?
I think probably Austin, Texas.
Yeah? Mm. You did great there.
Yeah. And
huge.
We went back there this year. I mean, 2 years in a row, they've named August 11th 30-odd foot of grunts day.
Nice.
Wasn't that where someone threw a dead animal on stage at you?
Man, you got to read all of the things on the computer.
Explain it.
Because what women do when they come along to the show, because I've said, you know, don't give me presents and please don't give me your underwear.
Mm-hmm.
What they do now is they throw little stuffed cows on stage because they know I have a farm.
Okay.
Right. And so they throw a cow on stage. I go, oh, it's a nice little cow. I wipe my brow and I put it into the box on the side of the stage full of cows. And then you apply media. Next thing you know, folks, I'm wiping my face with a dead dog.
So totally.
Wow. So it's apparently a made-up story.
Yeah.
Completely.
Russell, because you're such a hot star right now, are you... What would you say to the people that are listening, you know, all the different scandals and everything, all the other stuff they brought up about you, and I'm in the media, if people only knew how much of it is crap, it really is quite scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The American media, it's all...
See, I'm in the media, too.
Do they get any of it right? Do they get any of it right?
Occasionally, they put two L's in Russell, and I call my mom and say, yeah!
No, but comment on that, because it is... Man, I'm every morning on the Fox News Channel,
that's
okay?
That's the thing that should be commented on later in the day. You know, when I've had two or three deeper breaths, you know. And the thing is, I don't really care to comment on it because it's actually got nothing to do with truth or reality. So the more that I comment on it, the more I actually fuel its reality. So I don't bother, you know.
Do you like it? Do you like the attention? Do you like the attention?
Mate, my job is really simple, you know? I learn dialogue, right? And then I act in front of a camera. The difference between me and the next bloke is my memory is perhaps a little bit more expansive, you know? And my personality is a little bit more flexible. So in front of the camera, maybe I can do just a little bit more because of those two things. And my job is really simple. I'm prepared to give myself over to the character that the director wants me to play. The next guy wants to bring himself to the camera and to the screen so everyone can see how fabulous he is. That's the difference, man. You know, but that's all my job. It's a very simple gig.
It didn't look simple watching Gladiator.
Well, that was a simple gig with a lot of pain.
Uh-huh.
You know? But it really is.
But in order to work with more Ridley Scotts of the world to get the bigger movies and the great roles,
mm-hmm.
the attention is certainly good for you.
No, not necessarily. Because the more attention of that kind that I get, actually the less effective that I am, and that's what, you know, those magazines are praying for, that they can actually hassle me to a point where I go, oh, well, this is pathetic, I'm not doing this anymore, because it destroys your life, right?
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that you got to stand back from. You got to say, look, I'm going to keep doing this because this is my art form. This is what I give this from my heart. This is, you know, this is far more important than... somebody else implying that I am this or that. The more that I do it, the more that I go and actually see people and meet people and just do my stuff, then they will realize it's a serious thing. It's not about celebrity.
You just want to do your thing. You know what? I really am kind of upset at the ETs of the world, the Entertainment Tonights, because you're sitting here before me. You're like the most regular guy. You're a very normal cat.
I'm waking up yet, man.
Okay. Did the Oscar mean anything to you? I mean, I don't want to ask a stupid question. It did mean a lot to you, even though you're...
You know,
okay.
I think I made that obvious on the night, though.
You're you work your farm? You actually work your farm in Australia? How big is it?
725 acres.
Wow.
I bought a 12,000 acres of national forest. I run 350 cattle. Angus.
I raised Angus as a child. I grew up on a small gentleman's farm, not 750 acres, but certainly know what that's all about.
725.
And how much time do you spend there?
Well, in the last couple of years, it's been getting worse and worse. But the thing is, you know, programs were put in place, you know, quite a while ago. So, you know, we just follow those. But, yeah, definitely not as much time as I'd want, you know. And there has been some non-organic sort of stuff going on. When I'm not, well, if you're not there, you're not there, right?
Right.
So you can't complain about it too much, right? So.
But you can't expect other people to care about your land as much as you do, obviously.
Same with everything.
Right. Rachel Ward and the Thornbirds, the hottest piece of ass that ever lived in my mind.
How can you say that and you push the button when I talk?
Well, you can say.
You can say ass?
You can say ass. You can call me an asshole, but you can't talk about your, see, there you go. It's a government rule, man. Government regulated. We're in hell here.
What?
Rachel Ward.
I missed that.
How hot was young Rachel Ward? Now she's married and living in Australia. Have you ever run into her and Brian Brown?
Yeah, I'm mates with both of them.
Oh, God. How has she aged?
Mate, really, really well.
God, I would love to tap that. I would love to tap that. Will you give her my number, Russell?
If you need me to.
You think she's not going to take my call?
She probably won't. She's a happily married woman.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Nothing you can give me on Brian that I can destroy that relationship?
You know, he's just too nice a bloke.
Damn it.
Isn't it pathetic?
Damn it. All right. Russell is going to sing. The band 30-odd foot of Grunts is going to sing.
Yep.
It's inhuman.
You know, now, your mate, another Russell Crowe, you know he's a big fan of mine.
Yeah. No, he listens to you on the internet.
Yeah, he listens to me in Australia on the internet.
No wonder you like him.
I was trying to figure out that, and I just remembered. Yeah. He was talking every night. He's got to get on the internet at like 1 o'clock in the morning, right?
Right.
For 2 hours, and he listens to you. He likes sitting there in Australia, which goes to tell you that he's got no friends, and no life. So now, meet your audience, brother.
All right, walk him down. Let's get him set up. Russell, thank you very much.
Great. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Cheers.
Will you sign my DVD before you leave?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.